Welcome back to another episode of Confessions of Millennial Milk with your favorite sister friends, Tiffany, and welcome back, Ashley.
I am back. Well, good to be back. I actually came back kind of tired, but I'm back.
Yes. You know, we had a little guest the last time we were with you guys, and my girl was dying laughing at the episode when she texted
me. Yes, Robert, and I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, so about that. After we recorded, we had another conversation that kind of, like, it was like a question that he said he should have asked. And that got my mind to, like, doing cartwheels and flips and all kinds of shit. So that was Tuesday. By Friday, you know, we were feeling the pre-full moon energy, plus the cartwheels that my mind had been doing. By Friday, I was kind of like really far in my head. Yeah, then by Monday. Yeah.
It went dark really fast.
Yeah. But you know, we had a nice talk on last Tuesday about some of the cartwheels that were going through my head, and you know, it went well. You told me to give you all the details, but I don't really feel it's necessary. Just know we had a talk, and yeah, things are okay.
Well, that's great. For the listeners, she definitely lost her shit, so I'm happy they had that conversation because she was 2 seconds from being admitted. After it's the graduation of how far it went and how quick. One mustard seed,
I don't want to say too much because I don't know if he's listening or his sister is listening. I don't want them to know how crazy I like can be, so we won't see that.
Well, yeah. So I have a funny story. So, you know, Mother's Day is coming up, right? So I've been telling everybody, I've been really on Rob, like, I want some different Mother's Day this year. I want, like, some intricate shit. So he's like, okay. So I got my juicer because I saw it on sale. So I made Rob buy it. And so that's one of my gifts. But I have been, like, craving edible. So yesterday when, you know, Rob left, he went and bought me 2 cake pops, right? So I had a lot of options, but a lot of them didn't really correlate with me edibly. Like, I didn't think they would be beneficial to me. So I felt like when I got the lollipop, I would have forgot it, and Kyler would have got it, and have a whole of the ball game. I was thinking about the Reese's cups, like, I used to weed Reese's cup. So then I was, you know, I didn't want to hurt it because I love being a white chocolate. I was like, nah. Then, what's that? Okay, I think it was one for you actually. But so I got cake pops. I got 2. So today I ate it.
I'm still. And I can tell. It's really funny to me.
So, let me tell you when I ate it, though. So I ate it at like 3:00. So it was a really hefty cake pop too, right? So if y'all listened to the pot a while ago, I told my story about how I ate a whole family size Rice Krispie treat. So ever since then, I'd be real diligently, you know, about how much I eat. No, but this is funny. So when I was in the kitchen eating it, Rob was like, chill, you have 2. And then when he said that, I was like, oh crap, I need too much. So I like wrapped it back. He's like, nah, I mean, you're home, like, just eat it. And I'm like, oh, a little weird. So then I went back to my desk and I was just sitting there like, well, that doesn't suck it. Thank God it was the last hour of work, because I was really sitting there just in my own little world. Then I started looking at reels and was just laughing. Then my body became super heavy. It was just too much. But I should have known, because when I opened the cake pop, I could smell it.
Okay.
So yeah, yeah, that's really a little funny story of how she's just vibrating higher, literally.
I love it.
So yeah, I'm just trying to figure out what I want to talk about.
Probably in the morning.
That's the story.
So I remember that I had some news from like 3 weeks ago that I hadn't announced. I kind of forgot.
Kind of a big deal. Yeah. Okay.
I got one. Today's been a day, so yeah.
Yes, kind of a day.
I have like a little commercial contract going on. Yeah. Like I do weekly commercials. They are paid. So yeah, your girl is stepping into her voice acting career.
That's good. How'd you forget to announce that?
I know, right? We had so much going on, and then but it's going really well. Like it's a really good partnership. Like he's teaching me a lot, like different ways to like advertise myself as a voice actress. So it's a very beneficial business partnership.
Good, yeah. So yeah, so piggyback off what she said, she had a lot going on. So her energy was all over the place. We had a full moon, was a full pink moon. Did I get to see it pink? No. Did I even see the moon? No. But I did everything at the time that I was supposed to do. I just didn't look out the window because I had a stage issue. So I lit the stage and the stage wouldn't go out and I was like freaking out. And like I was so busy journaling and I looked and thought shit was on fire. So I was like,
oh my God.
All right. So I was trying to make sure my desk didn't burn out. But yeah, it did provide me with a lot of reflection. Well, I wasn't here last episode. So yeah, I started therapy. So I've been like very introspective, very calm. Not as calm as I am right now because of this 8 o'clock. But no, sidebar. I was so like jittery. I literally pulled off all my eyelashes. So,
man,
I was fake eyelashes. Not like my real life. So y'all don't hear that. Think I'm like really on crack. But
I'm here.
Great. but no, I was like pulling off my eyelashes because I need a full set, and I couldn't find anything to like get them all. So I was sitting here like. Yeah, anyway. So right now, if you look really, really close, I maybe have like 7.
Well, from far back, girl, they look like a full set.
Yeah, that's why I gotta stay back. So I brought these two articles. I thought they were pretty funny. It's probably because earlier, you know, it's really hot. But yeah, but they're around Mother's Day, so they relate to what's going on, what's coming up.
All right, well, let's see what's up.
So, okay, I think, well, no, one is from the UK, the other one's from here. But this first one had me weak. So, Boots, which I think is like, they kind of gave me Walgreens vibe, but either way, it's overseas, but it kind of gave me like Walgreens type store vibe.
Okay, so kind of like,
the ad. But anyway.
But like everything. All in one.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's what I was getting from the ad and like the way they were talking. So basically over in the UK, they make a lot of shit because they so you know when you're scrolling social media, you get ads based on what you look at.
Mm-hmm.
Their ad has connected with some sex toy store. Somehow the algorithms have connected. So like when you go online and you see an ad, or I see it on the computer too, but I see it a lot when I'm shopping on my phone. But it'll like show you Amazon and then I'll have a product in the price.
Mm-hmm.
The picture is for Boost, but the bottom is like, so that's why I think it's Walgreens, but it's like sex toys because Target, Walgreens, all of them, you can order sex toys through them now. And depending on where you're at, you can go in there too. But yeah, so it's like sex toys. But the ads text is like promoting them in relation to Mother's Day.
Because they know that mothers need to get them one, okay? The hell?
So I was weak because people were like really upset. I'm kind of shocked because I thought they were a little bit more liberal up there. But people are pissed because the people in the ad are old. It's like a grandma. It's like a bunch of genitals at the bottom of the screen.
They matter like Granny Gary Phelan.
Yeah, I was kind of like, I'm sure grandma, I know old people have sex. But it was like, to the near but far moms. Well, mums, sorry. And then when you look at the bottom of the screen, it has for every kind of mum. And it has a bunch of ones. So when I was reading it, it got me to thinking. So, well, we're grown. But when was the time you were caught watching or reading porn? Or you caught your parents having sex, and what did they do? Or okay. If you got lonely now, you can get to do it. So.
Okay, so I was never caught watching porn, but my mom used to catch me like stealing her Zane book. I was in middle school, like probably like sixth grade. And so like she was kind of mad that I was reading that, but at the end of the day, she was like, well, you're reading. So she let me keep reading them. And ta-da, that's why I'm the way I am today.
I'm weak.
Yeah, Zane created a monster at a young age. Like, yes. I feel like I needed to experience everything that I read about. And
very descriptive.
It was, yeah, so she created a monster. I had never sucked a dick in my life. But the first time I did it, like, they just knew I was a pro. It was just from the descriptive words that they had written. And
I think I learned from porn love.
See, I didn't thinking really, I knew I was about to like into porn. Like I was a reader. Like I like to read and create the images myself. Like, you know, I'm a real creative. Like I like fantasy. I like to create images in movies and pictures in my head. And so that was what I could do through books. So, I don't know, seeing it didn't do much for me then. But as far as catching my parents doing it, no. But I did walk in on my mom and her boyfriend. I was like 19 or 20.
Uh-huh.
And yeah.
You just were scarred for the rest of your life.
Not scarred because it's not like I see it when I see them, but like when a topic like this comes up, I'm like, damn, I did see my mama riding this nigga.
Fucking quick. So okay, was I ever caught? I love Sex in the City. So you know, back in the day, okay, I love Sex in the City, but okay, let me start over. So I love Sex in the City, but you know, you could get the bootleg cable, right? As you can get the little box that you can connect to your TV. So I had that. Well, we all had it, but I knew that you could click on like the grown folk channels. So I used to be watching Cinemax. Yeah, I used to watch Cinemax and I used to watch Sex in the City. I watched Sopranos too, but that's not Sex, so there's no point in bringing it up. But I was watching Sex in the City and Cinemax, right? So, you know, back in the day, you had your remote and you would hit the flashback or the return or the back or whatever the button, whatever your remote said, it basically was you going back to the recent channel, right? So.
Can I say that? I do got a story.
I would sit in front of the box. So my bed was the furthest from the wall and the TV and the box was on the same thing, right? I would sit in front of the TV and be like, it's like, come out, hit the dad button, and they're running in the head, right? So one time, I don't know if my phone was just walking light as hell or I was that in tune. I don't know. She came in. Yo, I cannot get my phone. I was so young, right? So that's what made it even worse. So like, and I think I was watching it because I knew, I don't even think I was watching it because it was like sex, because I think I was watching it, I wasn't supposed to. So I was like 11. Yeah, that was like really uncomfortable. It was very scary. We just was staring at each other. All she could get out was turn it off.
I used to do the flip back with Cat House that came on HBO about the brothel. I never got caught though, but I did, like, you know, you got that channel on the back button. So when you hit back, when you get somebody coming, like.
But yeah, I had been going for a while. Like, my rent was pretty, like, I was watching Cat House. I was watching like a good amount. So I'm like, then when I got caught, it really threw me off. And I didn't watch anything for a while. Then I got caught again watching Sopranos. But, and it was the episode with the man, he got caught in the garbage disposal. So we had a long conversation anyway about what I just missed. And then what? Catching my parents? I think the first time I can remember catching my parents, I was like college four. I was probably like 6, 7. I ain't what the fuck they were doing. I mean, I'm grown now, so I know what they were doing. But I think then I was just like awkward, weird. I literally walked in and walked back out. they didn't even get a chance to really say anything to me because I was so like, it's dark. And back then I was afraid of the dark, like nobody's business. So if it ain't had no light, I was standing there anyway. They could have been telling me to come back. I wasn't coming back in regardless. So when it was the light on, I just left. And we just really never talked about it. Like they kind of had a general conversation, but that was it.
So has Kyler ever walked in on you and Rob?
If he has, we weren't doing anything. Like by the time he got the door open, either by the time he got the door open or he was standing there and then he would just open, like we would be prepared. So we would just cover up. He never really and knew, well he don't know, but had a little more sense. No, yeah. No. I'd be two in my head. Because he asked me about the questions too. So, like today, he told me he had a son, and I was confused because it was a bear, and then I was a grandma. Like, the story just went way too far. And then his girlfriend was a bear. Like, it was just too much. So, I don't want to have, I don't want to talk to him.
Speaking of girlfriends, your little buddy got a girlfriend.
Oh, wait.
Talking about Cameron.
When did he get one?
Apparently, like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Oh, they a couple.
Her name's Kira.
Do they hold hands?
They can't hold hands because of social distancing and coronavirus.
Oh, okay, good. That was what I was going to follow.
I don't really know like what constitutes like. But yeah, he likes Kira, and Kira's 5. And
older women. Oh, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. He's getting the fundamentals. It's great. I'm proud. He's starting off early.
Yeah.
You feel a little way about that? Is that a little weird?
Not like it's kind of cute at this age, especially since I know it's social distancing. Like, since you got to stay at your table and bro, you got to stay at yours.
Yeah, how's that couple anymore? That's how I'm like, is it really a boo? Or
like, do they talk in the line? Like, how does that work? I don't know, but
whatever. Yeah.
I want to ask the teacher, like, does the teacher know, is this all in Cameron's head? Like,
are y'all caught by each other? Well, they don't even nap anymore. Yeah, I don't know how that's working.
I don't know, but yeah, Kira, I hear about her at least twice a week.
Hey Kira, so since we're talking about, you know, having relationships, I found another funny article. The reason why I thought it was kind of funny was because the photos are women because it's Mother's Day, so there's sex positions with women. Anyway, but I did an article. So they did an article, it's sex positions. No, sex tips. So it's like they're doing them to me are positions, but they're basically tips for mom. Well, this isn't mom, so I'm saying mothers. For mothers to have, you know, to spice up their Mother's Day. And I loved it because I love these little arts that they have out now where you can see the people, but not for real. Real faint little features. Anyway, which made it real simple. Oh wow, as I'm looking at this article, I had some ads pop up my damn self, but they weren't vibrating, it was silent. So it's 6 of them. The first one kind of caught me off guard, and I was a little confused because it's 2 girls. So I had to keep reading it
Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, is what it says.
Like, okay, so, yeah. I'm, like, confused. So, basically, this one is called the full pampering package. So, okay, I get now. So, basically, it's saying, because I had to read, like, four times, and I had to read again just now. So, it's basically just saying that, I'm kind of creeped out because I actually have this. Fill your night fan mail with a bunch of things that you and your partner like to use, like oils, toys, would have to be a good assortment. And you can also add some pleasure and pain objects, which is like sensory play. So you can do like ice, a warming loop, or a flogger, which is the same, some people call that a paddle. And just lie back and experience all of the senses on your erogenous zone, essentially. So the picture is like a girl.
Really, this like, is like sensory play. I really like that.
Because a lot of people do it and they don't realize it. But well, like if you look at a movie right now where it's a sex thing, that's not a thing the person's gonna pull off some ice or something like that. So yeah. We've been doing it for a while, they just didn't know to us. Or
yeah.
Essentially that it can go further than, you know, oil and ice. So I'm liking now that this is like number one. So I guess a lot of people are doing it. Then what the next one, which is like duh, is Mama Needs Some Alone Time, which is basically masturbating. And it is Masturbation May.
Yeah, so Mama Needs Some Alone Time happens about 3 times a week in this book.
Okay, well, since talking about that. So, and I thought it was dope because they mentioned CBD lube, which slowly people are becoming more and more in tune with the CBD lube. I've been hearing it about it more. At first, I was hearing like once every podcast I listen to or like random blogger I found. But a lot of people that do sex marketing are talking about CBD lube. I'm like, okay, go ahead. But yeah, funny you say that because today after I ate this edible, I was so aroused. It was very weird. So I had to have some alone time. But like I couldn't control it.
By yourself or with your partner?
Both. Like I couldn't get there. Like I could, but I needed, I think it was just weird. Yes. And then like no touch. Yeah. Anyway. It was too much. And then yeah, we have the Wham Bam Thank You Ma'am, which is essentially a booty call. And you know, it kind of talks about how a lot of, I was weak when I read it. Your mother, so the on the run part is is watching your partner, is watching the kids. But you can try to modify doggy style, raising a pillow. Yeah, 2 lubey hands. Okay, wait. What? Okay, yeah, they were just giving you ways to do doggy style a little bit more. I'll say funner, and I hate what Kyle says it. But a little bit more fun ways. But as I'm reading them, they're kind of blah. I'm not going to read them out loud. But like you can do something else altogether. Then it has bed and breakfast, which is, you know, some morning comptoir. And it does have the people eating. So they would actually prefer your partner to do that. Or my favorite, mutual masturbation, which I'm trying to get a lot of people to learn. So yeah, I talked about that. It's in the baby bump for all these mothers who, this is their first Mother's Day, but they are pregnant. You can still have sex. That is how Kyler got here on time.
All righty then.
So it works. And lastly, if the slideshow wants to go to last one, it got me thinking. Since we just read a bunch of tips, what are some tips that you can give some moms? I'm so happy that this year, because these are recent arcs, by the way. I made a point to determine that. And these are like off this year, March. Yeah, around March, beginning of April. So we have to give out some sex tips. So they don't have to be actual like sex. They can also be like keeping it spicy tips, or they can be both for moms.
Moms. I think one thing that people kind of like overlook is kissing. Like, mm-hmm. kissing can be very sexy. Like, mm-hmm. so I think kissing, incorporate more kissing. Like, throw a little tongue in there, do a little swivel with, like, you know, get playful with the kissing. Like, and not just mouth kissing, but like kiss the body, like kissing. So that would be one piece of advice. Don't be afraid to use your hands.
Mm-hmm. That's like, a good tip.
Touch and feel and grab, not only on your partner, but yourself as well. Like, that's very sexy. Like, touch yourself while your partner, like, use your hands. Touch them, grab them, scratch them. Touch yourself.
Okay. I don't know. The vibe. Okay. So, I'm gonna start with my sex tip because it's more fresh in my brain. Then I can get my sex tip because I don't know if I'm gonna get that tip. But so my sex tip would be pleasure control, which I think is so prevalent when you are a parent because you usually have a sex on the fly, on the schedule, or when the kids are not bothering you. I'm not even gonna say sleep anymore because we're quarantined at this point, so when they're not bothering you. So pleasure control or controlling your orgasm, which is essentially for females, it will be holding in your springs, holding in your moan, that elongates your pleasure response when you're being sexually active and you're not alerting the children if they're still up. So that's something to do. And even for the spouse, he can do it too. He can hold his cum.
So you know that prior to like March, I was getting it very, very often. And so I was like coming really, really fast. Like, because like I needed this. Where have you been the last 7 months? So like I've had to, since I've gotten my rose, I've been like training myself to last longer so I don't like come as fast all the damn time.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
that orgasm control is very, yeah, it's beneficial because it's fun. It adds that control factor, that competitive nature, and then it also allows you to have sex with violence, essentially. I mean, like, y'all can hear each other, but on each other, but no one else can hear y'all. It was kind of adds that fun, especially if it's really...
I can cut it off if I have to, but I don't like to, so I don't.
Yeah, like I can't, there's times where you're gonna really want to do that and you're not, and you're probably going to have a heart attack, but it adds to the vibe. you know, so and then my sexy, spicy tip is like gifts, people. Be creative. Hello, gifts. I'm all for a random flirting, like we don't know each other in public. Very abrasive though. Like add a little bit of drama to it because if you don't know each other in public, you act however fuck you want. It's like a little bit of role play. People like really funny things.
That.
And then the gifts are really funny because you can send them wherever you feel like it. And then you just go on Google and you type them in and you copy them. Or you can go like, yeah. So you can literally have a whole conversation about what y'all want to do. And y'all can sit in a casual dinner.
All gifts.
Yeah, all good. It's like a really cute test. And it's easy. So not too much. You don't have to worry about taking on nudes. You can just have to find a nude. So when, ladies, when he be like, send me nudes, go on Google and get a gift. Not only is it nude, it's like a mini flick. So, so yeah, those are my tips that okay. I have. I know people have seen this. When we first came up with this outline, was the day it happened. So,
Andy, yeah, y'all know we got to come in with our gossip news.
Yeah, like this is something that we would have been foolish trying to talk about because it's a little bit everywhere, and he's since said his piece. So, yeah, how do you feel about the Andy Emmy and DCs?
I haven't heard his statement or whatnot, but it was literally like typical nigga shit. Like, women are quick yeah. and would hold a nigga down in a heartbeat. But not only is just this a scenario, like, this woman literally held you down and you wouldn't give her the same respect. Like, no. I was, who are you, sir? What do you even do?
So, I felt. It was very interesting because this woman has gave you children, held you down, built her whole reform mission around her pain from not being with you, essentially, because you're incarcerated. You came out, you was good. You ain't have to struggle. You won't struggle in there. Like, you didn't came out to bread because you this husband that's been incarcerated, but you got something to give to the youth. So you're gonna do it together and buy the city back. Like, hold the image when you could have came out with nothing and you get on national fucking TV. Yes, we're at a relationship retreat. Yes, I want you to be vulnerable, but you get on national fucking TV and tell me that if we were in the same predicament with a role reverse, you don't fucking know. I don't give a damn if you really didn't know. Don't you get on fucking TV and say what you don't, damn it. No. Yes, baby. Yes. That's all I want to hear. Like, and you could say, you could see that. I'm sure it's been a conversation piece. I'm sure it was when they first got back. Well, maybe not when they first got back. They missed us too much. But I'm sure, like, if things settle and those natural resentment emotions, because you can only suppress them for so long in that type of situation. Because for her, I'm sure they were initial thoughts, maybe like year one, month eight of him being gone, with him having kids. And them being so young. But she was in love. They had a family. They just knew he was getting out anytime soon. And she put him to the side. But I'm very confident that those emotions came up maybe the first couple months of him being back, once they got over seeing each other and just being normal. So to hear that, you could see that she was just fucking shocked. Like, I've already been battling with myself. Like, I did a lot of shit here and I'm happy, but will he do that same shit for me? And then I finally get your answer. Yeah, I want to smack you. But I forgot we're on TV. I'm just shocked that you said it on TV. Like, I can't even respond.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. She literally just started, like, everyone that was watching at the little bonfire was like, even now, what is her name? I can't remember her name. But the lady, the mom from Baby Boy, was the yogi for that bonfire. So when she said it, I felt like she knew that, you know, she knew where she was going, what she was poking, what bear she was poking. I don't think no one expected him to say that. Or maybe they did. But everyone was shocked that he said it and really didn't have an explanation. He just kind of repeated himself. But he did come out and make a statement because people went, like, I was seeing people that just was just mad. Good morning, Mandy. Good morning to everyone but Mandy's, or don't be Mandy's today, or
I heard that women. Yandy had actually posted that good morning to everybody except Mandy's.
Like, then it was like another person that was like, get you a papoose, not a Mandy's. Like, it was just going on and on. And he literally went and made, like, he had kind of blah personality. He just has a real, like, monotone personality, it seems, anyway. So I wasn't expecting too much animation, but he made a little Instagram TV video, or was it on live? No, it was an IGTV video. And he basically was just like, no, good morning. And kind of said that he didn't mean, I don't know. He essentially, he didn't know how to explain himself. And I think something had happened while filming. So once this scene came up, he wasn't mentally there. That's what he's claiming. So when the question came up, it was just horrible timing. So he said, it was just a lot, and I just would have rather him been like, I would, but I don't know how to feel, or I wouldn't know how long. That I could have actually took, because that's real. But the whole, I don't even know if I could do it, I don't want to hear that. I can't take it, and you could have now. I would have respected you to be like, I would definitely do it, but I couldn't have done it for 4 years. That's realistic. Men are different than women when it comes to stuff like that, but I don't know yet, though. So, yeah. I don't think she said, I didn't even see if she said anything. I give him, he responded a day later, not even the day it came out, but I digress. So, yeah. just hope women, you know, saw that and realized it's not worth it.
Yeah, that was a lot. So have you heard about the post-producer Janet Mock going off at the season 3 premiere?
No, I just saw that. That okay. Premiere season, so, but no, I haven't.
The tea. Because she's a producer, of course, you know, it's the premiere. They all get up and do a little speech or whatever. She gets up and, you know, she is the first Black trans TV show writer, like not just on Pose, like TV show, Black trans TV show writer ever. But anyway, she gets up for her speech. It turns out to be like this 15-minute speech where she goes the fuck off. Like she says, fuck Hollywood. She's like, why is it that I'm only making $40,000 per episode? Like, this is bullshit. Like, what is going on? On top of all of that, she looks to her boyfriend who's in the audience, who plays one of the characters on the show, Lil Poppy. She tells him to stand up. He stands up and she starts on the tangent again and is like, I was gonna leave you today, wasn't I? Whoa. Tell them, wasn't I? But what did I do instead? I slept with one of my castmates.
Oh.
So she admitted to cheating on him with one of the people from the show at the premiere. Yeah.
So like, this is a virtual premiere or was it like a ticketed people could attend the premiere?
It was at, I don't think it was like a ticketed event. I think it was just like, you know, the cast and, you know, the producers, people like that, and maybe their guests. So not like a whole lot of people, but
okay.
Enough damn people.
And the right people, I should say.
At one part of it, she looks to, I guess, somebody else who is one of the writers, and she's having a conversation with them from the stage about what she's going off about. And like, she's like, you know, you guys brought me in as a girl, and I brought in all these other girls to help write this show and make it better because that's what y'all said y'all needed, and I'm only getting $40,000 an episode. Like, sis wants her due. Like, pay me my coin.
Hey, man. So,
yeah.
It's
me either. It's I wish there was footage.
Like, it's funny to say it because a lot of them, the trans women and men, have been working to get like basic shit. Like, they're low key, like, the whole race type war. They have the same struggles. Bathrooms, being able to wear certain clothes to work, like a little stuff like that. Or it's not even as simple, but that's the word I can really think of right now. But as simple as it may seem, because they're already transitioning, but they shouldn't have a medical issue. That's why it's getting health insurance or getting certain things insured, but they do. Because everything is so new, a lot of their procedures are not insured, or they're not insured fully, where we may go to the doctor and don't have to pay just a copay. They don't have that at all. They're paying for the medication all the time. Right. And it is usually something they need every day. So yeah, she's got a lot on her plate. Because yeah, I'm rich, but if she, especially, this is just me looking at it from a lack of care. If you're transitioning still, like, I mean, you're famous now, so you want to look a certain level, but your insurance is not covering it. So to look at your patient, you're running, like, you're rich, but you
and you know what the white man in the same room as you are making, right. And you are the one who is making the show what it is. Fuck that.
Like, you're living what the show is talking about, because you're still, if you're still transitioning, and you still take that stuff. It's not cheap.
I thought that was an interesting story because, like, I may or may not would do some shit like that. Like, it's my turn to speak, and I'm gonna just air all my grievances, especially if I had like a little wine or champagne, because it was premiere night.
Definitely.
You know, she had been drinking. She had probably, like, I would do that. Like, that, I could see that happening to me. So, like, just know that when we blow up, when we have like an event, make sure that I'm good the day before you hand me a mic. Because if I,
yes, because you'll get
you know, my stuff, you know, my stuff is a build up, so it wouldn't just be like no day of.
You'll get on stage, and I'll just be like, wow, all right, we're gonna just take an intermission. Yeah, want some drinks? Everyone gets sip in the bar.
Yeah,
so.
I said I was really weak when I was reading the story because I'm like, damn, and I'm not even like I don't even have like same issues as this, but I could see me doing that.
I would love to know how the crew and the cast, like once the event was over, how did that go? Like what was the conversation like?
There was one comment in the article that I read. Well, and I read two articles on the same thing, and both of the articles had the same comment from somebody in the audience. It was another cast member, and apparently they screamed out, "What the hell is going on with here?" So everybody was just shocked. Like they said, the room was literally dead silent for 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So it's been great. Now it, that speaks volumes.
Like, do you feel uncomfortable? You should.
Yeah, I'm sure everyone does.
Yeah.
So speaking of that, piggyback off of that, another kind of sexually related story. I love Red Table Talk. We probably talk about them a good chunk of times we have certain topics, but yeah. They have been in the news a lot because Willow discusses practice of polyamory. I don't even know how old Willow is, actually. Turn that over. She's probably like 23.
I think she's 20.
Yeah, she ain't old. So she, they get into like different relationship dynamics. And pretty early on into the segment on the Red Table Talk, she disclosed that she she's the only friend out of her group that practices polyamory. And she has the least sex, which that wasn't surprising to me. Only for the simple fact that a lot of people who are practice it thoroughly, like not seeking to thrive, not to say nothing about them, but they have their faults while they're on the show. A lot of people who practice it thoroughly, they don't have a lot of sex because it's more of like an emotional bond for them or like a, it's more of a transactional relationship. The sex does not come number one. More so it's come like three or four, depending on the type of dynamic they have. So that wasn't shocking. But it was very interesting how open and straightforward she was with her grandma and her mama.
So I actually watched the episode like right before we recorded. That's what I was doing when you sent the link. And it was, I was laughing because the grandma just kept saying literally like every 5 minutes, "I just don't understand."
Yeah. And I think that's interesting to pinpoint. Like, that ain't really nothing. Even though it is cultural, like if you really want to like take it there, it could be compared to how they used to be back in the day.
Yeah.
But.
So, did you watch the whole episode?
I didn't watch the whole episode. I watched a lot of clips because I wanted to get more of what she said.
Okay. So, they actually had guests on the episode.
I did see the guests.
It was a young Black girl and her boyfriend. Okay. The boyfriend is married to a woman who knows about their relationship. Like she actually did a little video clip for the Red Table Talk too. She's cool with it. She's like, this man, her husband, is the most loyal man that I have ever met. Like literally I could not have asked for a more loyal man. So I feel like the wife is the one who wanted to get into this lifestyle. But anyway, the husband was like, if this is what she wants to do, then okay, we're gonna do this. So he got a Black girlfriend, but not only does he have the Black girlfriend, like he can sleep with other people. The rule, the boundary that the girlfriend has is that if he's going to sleep with somebody other than his wife, he needs to use protection. She has a boyfriend. She has a platonic friend. So honestly, when I was listening to her, I was like, damn, that's kind of like Ashley and I. She said they tried, Ashley and I have not had sex, y'all. She said that her and a friend tried to have sex one time, but it just didn't work. But she said she, you know, loves her friend, like, and there's a level of intimacy, not sexual intimacy, but a level of emotional intimacy. And so she considers that like her life partner. Like she jokes and says that that's her wife. So when she tells people about her polyamorous lifestyle, she includes her best friend as one of her partners.
Because when you look at best friend, like jewelry and gifts, usually the, if it's engraved, it is something along the lines of being a partner.
Right.
Like, you know, right now it would be a Mother's Day. Like, that's all the stuff you say. And a lot of it is engraved with, like, partner-ish quotes. So it's very interesting to say that.
So the boyfriend, the friend partner, and then she has, like, I think it's, like, two other guys and maybe one other girl. It's like a big web, but the wife has other partners. Like, it's, and so polyamorous isn't, when I think when we think about polyamorous relationships, we literally just think about it like sexual relationships. Like, of course,
yeah, like the orgy
more comes with it, but we don't really think about like literally anybody that you love could be considered a relationship, because there is some form of give and take, and that is what relationships and partnerships are about. So she gave a very different perspective for me. And like, I feel like I might could do this. They brought up a very good topic. Being in polyamorous relationships forces you to deal with your own insecurities, because you can't be going through cell phones when you know are upset, and it forces you to have better communication.
Yes,
because like the husband says, like when he. If he knows that he's going to be out later than the wife expected, instead of not, you know, instead of just coming in late and she was expecting him 2 hours ago, send a text like, hey, I'm going to be out later than I thought I was. Yeah. That way she knows and can readjust. It's so they're forced to communicate better than people in monogamous relationships have.
Yes. That's why I was like, yes, the Secret Sister Wife is a really good show, but they, all of them, in all of them collectively, lack communication, which is if you talk to a polygamous couple, or sometimes it can be triads if they have two people, like if they have their own little separate triads where the wife has her own two boyfriends and the husband has the two girlfriends. So they communicate, they have to, because you have your people, they usually tier them. So those people already know where they kind of come in at anyway. But even with doing that, that requires communication, that requires boundary, that requires rules being set. Even though Secret Sister Wives, you know, be driving me nuts sometimes with the secrecy, I can respect the Snowdens for, even though it is outrageous to some, that's a boundary to have somebody go on an alkaline diet before you have sex to balance your pH. It makes a lot of sense. It's just, you know, you're doing a lot, you just want a condom for all that, you know, make sure the person takes a shower. But I get it. Because in your mind, you're looking at it longevity. And you just know if y'all are at that level, you and that person is consistent in your life. So you want to ensure that you care about everyone's health at this point. And your own, but you essentially do care about their health. So it requires a lot of communication, but I'm happy to hear more people talking about it, because a lot of people do it. First of all, when you be having, you know, these side chicks and side husbands, that's what people really do.
That's called non-ethical polyamorous.
Because no one knows about it. That's like a real
thing. I learned some stuff in the red table.
Yeah, like it's a real thing. That's why I think it's so funny when it's so crazy how much communication can negate something from becoming an issue. For instance, you're in a relationship, he or she, you cheat on him or he cheats on you. The person found out about the significant other and they want to argue. Why? We can just have a conversation and decide if we want to share. Because that's essentially what polyamorous couples do.
I get these things.
Obviously, he or she likes us both. But instead, since it's not ethical, it's not discussed, it just like strikes so many heartstrings. Like all the time, and it goes fucking left. Whereas, but if you can, and if it's so, usually
that, polyamorous that just goes back to fall apart communication. Like that's why I like watching that episode made me feel like I could do it, because it requires there to be open communication. You're not wondering anything. You have to be open and honest about everything, or it's not going to work. So I feel like it's that.
And it has a good checks and balances. I mean, that's not what you believe. It's not what you believe, but it does have a lot of checks and balances that do come with it, which keeps it at a homeostasis. Like, keeps it chill, probably sometimes more chill than some monogamous couples. And it's just too long. So, but yeah, I was really excited.
You gotta watch the episode. The girl was like, they asked, like, how do holidays work since he has a wife and she's the girlfriend? Bitch. They spend the holidays together. The husband and the wife, the girlfriend, the wife's boyfriend, sometimes the girlfriend's platonic friend and her boyfriend, like, if everybody knows their position in your life, there is no tension.
Yes, correct.
Everybody just plays their role. Why can't we all be in the same place and get along? We clearly all like, we clearly vibe together on some level, even if it's just through a person. So why couldn't we all just hang out?
Exactly. Keep the vibe. Keep the energy flowing. It's like what show was that I watched? And I can't, and I, like, I want to say it was the show on Netflix, A Single Mom. What are they not called? Single Moms. I forgot what it's called, but it's not even a viewer. Yeah, I want to say it's Working Moms, but I'm not sure. But it was a scene where, like, a couple went to, like, a swingers party. But when they came to the party, they thought it was, like, their peeps. Like, they thought everyone there was, like, mutual friends. And as people started eating some of the food, it was edibles. And then, like, the vibe shifted real quick. Like, the energy took a real quick shift. And funny, I think in that scene, somebody got, like, a little OD crazy and revealed that they had caught a disease. And that's how they connected. That everybody was sleeping with each other, because when a person revealed they had an STI, like, everybody flipped, like, whoa.
I feel like I watched that show, so I feel like I saw that episode, but I could not, like, picture it. So now you got me wanting to go back and watch this.
Like, I feel like it was Working Moms, but I think one of the dads was the man. And so that's why I really like those Working Moms. But yes, when that person revealed they caught an STI, like, everybody in the room was like, what? When was the last time?
The dad was sleeping with the nanny. The dad was sleeping with the nanny.
Yes, yes.
And dad nanny was confiding in one of the mama's friends about having an STD. And she put two and two together that the husband had it. Yes.
So, but that's not, it's like, people don't realize how much
power everybody is. Just commingles. Like, yes, why not?
But when there's no communication, then you have situations where it's like an STI and the person be freaking out. But it's a very good point. So I would love to see, because Willow's not that old, but she's always been very flamboyant. I would love to see how she goes about this. Like, is she gonna go further? Is she, I'm sure she's been an advocate, but she's gonna be more like a public faith forward advocate, where she's like doing print work, commercials, endorsing publicly some type of sexual health or gender identity or stuff like that, which I think would be dope for her. She's always been in her own way, in a good way. She hasn't followed what we expected her to be, because she's willing to date a dad or daughter.
Right.
So it's playlist time. What are your songs?
Y'all, guess what? I'm actually adding a little rapper today. I don't think I've ever added a rap song.
That's all.
I don't think I ever add the rap song. All right, but I got this Ariana Grande Needy, because, like, after last week, I realized that I may can be a little bit needy. So yeah. And then I guess his name is Toosie.
Yeah.
It's called Sapiosexual, and I heard it and I loved it. So boom. Those are like my two.
My two is Teddy Hendrix, Hands Down. I really like this song. It's like, I mean, it's kind of rap, but It's kind of like,
I went and listened to it, and I like it. I did add it to my playlist, my personal playlist.
Like,
so
it's a real, I like it. Vibe. Real kind of like,
I'm expanding a little bit. A little bit.
Black, speaking of Dom Kennedy, Got It All. It's like, my songs are pretty rap, but kind of feel good rap. Kind of women empowerment. Got a Bad Bitch. I thought it was appropriate because we're going into Mother's Day. So
speaking of me expanding and bad bitches, my guilty pleasure right now is Mulatto. Like, when I'm in the car by myself and the kids ain't in there and I ain't listening to gospel, it's Mulatto. And like, you can't tell me that I'm not a hood bitch with a big ass. And yeah.
I love her. I love her for real right now, because they're claiming that she's dating one of like my favorite rappers, and like, I feel like that'd be a really cute couple, and I could hear them on a song together. So I'm really hoping they're a couple, because I would love to hear the record. But if then Rob and I could do it at karaoke, because I like 21 Savage, and I'm really be sick and tired of having to perform 21 Savage as 21 Savage. So I wanted to make it like a duo where I can be a girl rapper, but it's still my favorite song, but I can be a girl rapper. So I feel like if they come on as a couple, or at least put a couple songs together, I could be Mulatto and he could be 21 Savage.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm still watching out for that. So do you have anything else? It is going to Mother's Day. Any little nuggets you want to drop going into this holiday? It is May, so we can talk about masturbation again soon.
Yeah, because I got mental health. I got some words to use. Oh, y'all, okay. So yeah, I can't wait till we do that episode. I got reviews, y'all. But
oh my god.
Yeah, Mother's Day. Get some rest. Get some relaxation. Get some dick.
Yeah, pretty much. Take time for yourself. Boundary. Lock the door. Even if you never do anything, I'm learning it. It's really hard, but learn it. Yeah, just chill out and do what moms don't get to do often. You just fucking relax.
Mine are going with their father, so yes, I'm free. I'm for the streets this weekend.
I think I'm really gonna probably sleep. Like, I think I'm gonna relax through my webinar. I do have supervision next week, so probably like look over my webinar that I'm making and call it a day. And probably use my juices that I got. I have all this produce and I haven't made shit today. So I'll probably do that tomorrow. So yes, but this is another episode. Thank you for listening. And we'll be back next week. Bye.
Bye.